This episode is brought to you by McDonald's. Not sure you've heard of them. Up-and-coming little restaurant. But they're making it. They're the little engine that could. You know, the moment of bliss when you spot your fries being scooped into the carton and suddenly time slows down. I have that all the time. I love their fries.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
McDonald's fries hit different when they're free. That's another thing I'll tell you. And when they belong to your friends. There's no better feeling than thinking you're out of fries and then you discover extra fries at the bottom of your bag. Or else my son still hasn't finished his fries.
Yeah.
And I'm done with mine. And he used to be weaker than me, so I could just take them.
Yeah.
Now I can't because he's stronger than me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's no wrong way to eat McDonald's fries, but we all think our way is the best way. And I like stealing them from someone else. That's my favorite way. Get your favorite McDonald's fries today. McDonald's. Check them out sometime. They're everywhere. From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Veronica. Meet Conan and the Chill Chums.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Soda. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hi, Conan.
Hi. How are you, Veronica?
I'm so good. So nice to meet you all.
It's very nice to meet you. I'm sensing that you are from a foreign land. You have a slight accent. Tell us, where are you?
Yes.
Are you coming from someplace else in the world?
Yes, I'm from Hungary.
Are you in Hungary right now?
Yeah.
Oh, what part of Hungary are you in?
I'm in Eger. It's like a tiny town.
How tiny is tiny?
It's 50,000 people.
Oh, wow. Oh, so. Okay. That is a very small town. So you're in, you say it Eger?
Eger.
Am I saying it? I want to say it right.
Eger.
Yeah.
Eger.
Yeah.
You're in Eger.
Sona's the closest.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. Well,
of course. She was also not born in America.
Okay,
so.
I respect other cultures.
Sure. Okay. Now, whatever. You came when you were eight. Anyway, Eger, Hungary. Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. I have never been to Hungary. Tell me, what is it like in Eger, in your town? What's it like to be Hungarian? Tell us all about it.
Well, we've just been declared another democracy.
Oh.
Wait.
I don't know.
So we are not a democracy anymore?
Yes. And
we don't fit the criteria. Now, according to
Oh, right.
The
That's
yes,
right.
Yes. Yes. This was announced how recently?
I think last week or 2 weeks ago.
Right. And was this decided by
the UN?
United Nations?
The European Union.
Oh, European Union said that you don't qualify as a democracy. I have news for you. I don't think we qualify as a democracy anymore. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I certainly don't hear at Team Coco either.
No, well, not at Team Coco, certainly. this is what we call an autocracy. But no, the United States is having its own real problems with democracy. And we like to think that we helped not invent it, but give it a real boost. And we were supposed to be a beacon for other democracies. And we're struggling right now to figure this out. But, yes, you're going through, is it turbulent where you are right now? Or how are people accepting the news? Are people upset?
Well, I don't really know because it's like it's a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
We just had an election and then the guy, I don't know if you guys know Orban, he's the prime minister.
Yep.
He's like our Trump.
Everyone seems to have their own Trump. I mean, you know, it is just a hallmark of humanity that each nation increasingly seems to have their own. So are you able to speak about this freely? Are you comfortable talking about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I don't want to bring the conversation down, so we don't have to talk about it.
Well, we'll talk about other things, but, I'm sorry that you're going through this turbulent time. Yeah. You know, we, But it's nice to be able to speak with you. You know, it's one of the things I like the most about this podcast. We do one where we speak to celebrities, and then there's this one where I get to talk to people all around the world. I'm really fascinated by how people are living, and I like to hear how they're doing and how they're experiencing life. So I'm glad that you mentioned that.
But it's fine. We don't have like revolutions or anything. It's peaceful. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird right now.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
I have news for you. It's weird everywhere right now. It's a very, I think it's a weird time for just across the world, humanity. So, but this is also helpful too. Like, I feel like I'm going to leave this podcast and just read up more on what's happening in Hungary.
Me too.
I felt bad
that I didn't know what was happening.
Well, Sona, to be honest.
We're right next to Ukraine.
Oh, yes. I can imagine.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say you don't seem to know about a lot of things.
Oh, yes,
I'm sorry.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
No, you really know a lot about.
I thought you were going to insult me.
Oh, no. You know a lot
you
about.
You take that as an insult.
He's not wrong.
Veronica, Sona knows very much about different. She knows a lot about reality shows that involve people what we call hooking up. And she's watched every iteration of Human Caterpillar.
Yeah.
Human
Centipede.
Oh, no, I watched Human Caterpillar.
you're doubling down on Human Caterpillar?
Oh, and you know what? It's not weird at all. I mean, it's not sexy at all and weird as anything.
That's just the movie where they graft feet to people's butts.
Exactly.
Yeah. Multiple feet.
Yeah. I love Human Caterpillar. And I'm waiting for Human Slug.
Oh, God.
Okay, we got off track here.
This is stupid.
Veronica, tell us,
serious.
You live in this small town, and tell us about your life. Yeah. Just, we're going to leave politics aside. Okay, so what? You're no longer a democracy. Democracy, schmamocracy, I say. it's all gonna work out in the wash. Tell us, what's your life like right now on a human scale?
It's fine.
Are you being held at gun? Are you at gunpoint right now, Veronica? Is someone holding you prisoner?
I have to tell you something. So Hungarian people are very sad all the time. Do you know about like Portugal?
Wait,
funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah, that's so funny. Nothing. That's a real rib tickler, Sona. My people are very sad all the time.
Because you're smiling when you say it.
My people, they're so sad. I mean, you seem happy, but you're saying...
Are they sad because when you say they're sad, people just laugh at Hungary? Is that why they're sad?
No, so we're generally not very optimistic, I guess.
Oh, yes. Well, that's... So. Yes, I am Irish. I mean, my people are from Ireland, and we are not optimistic. Mm-hmm. We're very gloomy people, and we drink a lot to make up for it. I don't know what they do. And you guys, you drink and you have goulash as well. Don't you have goulash?
Yes. It's a beach food.
It's a what?
Beach food?
A beach food. Yeah.
Wait, a beach
like
food?
Like you eat it at the beach?
No. Yeah. No, you don't.
Like goulash, nachos?
Goulash, yes. No, goulash is the opposite of beach food. No one, I'm sorry, Veronica, no one goes to the beach and says, I worked up a big sweat playing volleyball. Now let's break out the goulash.
He has a point.
I'm sorry.
Maybe this is why you guys are so sad.
Yeah. We found out why you're depressed.
Try some ice cream or like a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
We have those as well.
What?
Also, we have a beach food it's a donut dough. Mm-hmm. But it's salty. It's like the size of a plate.
A salty dough the size of a plate.
Oh. Yes. And then we put garlic on it.
Oh,
cheese,
wow. Yes.
And then sour cream.
Yep. This sounds
and then
like.
We just eat it on the beach.
Surf
this,
up.
This sounds like light beach food. You know what I like to do? I like to eat a giant salty garlic frisbee. Then have some goulash. And then what? I jump in the water. And I drowned. Make sure you wait 15 hours after eating goulash and a dough frisbee before going in the water.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Veronica, this is incredible.
What do you eat for, like, cold winter months? Just bricks?
Yeah. Wow, this is amazing. Now, you know what? You know what I love, Veronica, about the podcast, about doing a podcast, is that you get you listen to the podcast in Hungary. Isn't that cool? I think that's I just love that. Were you familiar with my work prior to the podcast?
Yeah. So. No.
It's okay.
Wow. It's okay. You don't have to be ashamed. It's we were probably never seen there. And, it, you know, I was.
No, we didn't have like late night on TV. Yeah. So the only thing, all the things I know about you, it's from the podcast.
Yes. Oh, okay. So you know that
I picked up.
You know that I'm a megalomaniac.
Yeah.
No, I am one of the biggest stars in the world.
Well,
From television. I had a show.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to amend what I said. I'm going to change what I said. I had a late night show, and for a number of years, and so that's how many people know me. But it's interesting that you only know me from this podcast. Mm-hmm. But as long as you know me, my ego is satisfied.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's a victory for me, yeah. I think.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congrats. Thank
it
you.
It doesn't bother you at all that you had this whole body of work for 28 years and she doesn't know anything about it?
Well, maybe have you ever watched The Simpsons?
Nope.
Oh my God. Well, I think this conversation's over.
Oh, it was The Simpsons that did it.
Yeah, I can't speak to you if you haven't watched The Simpsons.
Have you ever watched any of his online clips from the show, like Sona remotes with Sona and thing?
I watched some interviews. Oh. And then when I found out I'm going to be talking to you, I Googled you.
So what I'm hearing okay. is you like Conan, but only if Sona and I are involved.
Well, that's not what I'm hearing at all. That's not what I'm hearing. I think you're missing the headline here, Gourley. What? The headline here is that she knew nothing, then found out that she was going to be interviewed by me, so she Googled me.
How many podcasts do you randomly apply to be on? Yeah. This one just
you didn't even care. You were like,
that's
I don't.
That's not true.
I don't care.
I listen to every episode.
Okay, well that's nice. That's nice. But it's nice that you Google me. I want to tell you a true story, which is sometimes I'll be invited to a dinner party, and I'll be seated with some people I don't know, and then it becomes very clear to me within minutes that they Googled me on the way. I mean, they knew kind of who I was or whatever, but they'll start saying things. It's just so funny. They'll just start talking to me in a way, and it's clear that they were reading this off of Google not 5 minutes ago while they were waiting for the valet to park the car.
I remember when Adam asked me to work on this podcast, I had to Google.
Yeah.
I did too. Before my interview with you, I Googled you.
Okay. Well, you're all... awful people.
It doesn't mean we don't know. No, I'm
really
not kidding.
Oh,
I really
I knew
did.
All about him.
Because you hosted a show, but you did a lot of other stuff too that I didn't know about.
You didn't know I was a bodybuilder.
Mm. Okay.
You didn't know that I was also a successful eye surgeon.
All right. Mm. Veronica.
Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where you go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. So are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Today's episode is brought to you by Cap'n Crunch. This has meaning for me, okay? Because I grew up as a child obsessed. My brothers and I were obsessed with sugar cereals. We loved Cap'n Crunch. And then when they came out with Cap'n Crunch and Crunch Berries, it was like Oppenheimer. I saw a white light and I knew that life had changed forever. And true story, I was just back in Boston visiting my brother Neil. And not kidding, he is 2 years older than me. We are grown-ass adults. What do? We sit down at our kitchen table in Brookline, Mass., and we both crack open a box of Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Oh, my God.
And we had it together, multiple bowls, and I was so happy.
Oh, it's nice that you have that.
It really is. Break away from the ordinary with Cap'n Crunch and bring back the spirit of adventure to your mornings. Everyday life can be stressful, but I've got to tell you, it's just such a sense memory for me. Not just original Cap'n Crunch, which is great. Then, oops, all berries they came up with.
I remember that.
Usually I don't eat foods that have oops in the title. But when they came up with oops, all berries, I was there. Peanut butter. Oh my God, peanut butter crunch is fantastic. It turns the milk into this cool peanut butter milk. I love it. Join the crew for your next breakfast time crunch venture. That's a word now. Buy Cap'n Crunch's new Cinnamon Crunch now at a retailer near you and learn more at Cap'nCrunch.com. Neil, we made it! Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. You can check in on your home and manage your security systems from virtually anywhere. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. You can know that there's a package out there.
I know.
And not a person.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, sometimes a person rings the doorbell and I think it's a package. Anyway, and with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you can get 30 days of event video history, even smarter notifications like when a familiar or unfamiliar face is seen. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just a tap. Mm. I'm always setting off alarms accidentally. This is helpful for me.
Oh, good.
When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. This is unbelievable. I've been talking about this idea for years.
I know. I want you to explain it more.
I can.
Okay.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. I had this idea years ago. I was telling people, no one listened to me. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Because you've got one unified business management suite.
You said that.
Yeah. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, man.
Yeah.
See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Conan, netsuite.com/Conan. I'm going to say it one more time just for emphasis, netsuite.com/Conan. Anyway, we're forgetting about our friend here, yeah. Veronica. Veronica, welcome. It's okay that you Googled me, and I'm glad that you listened to the podcast, and I'm glad that we're friends. And tell us about your life, like day to day.
Well, I have a question that I know from the notes. Veronica, you're quite a knitter. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you make that sweater, that beautiful sweater?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. I want to knit.
It's crocheted.
Crocheted. Sorry.
Cardigan.
It's got hearts all over it. Does that mean you're looking for love or are you already in love? What's happening?
Well, I am in love, but I just made this because it looked cool.
It is cute. It's
really,
really cute.
Nice. Okay, so that's not a signal, you know. I see. Okay. Well, tell us. I'm just curious. Huh? When I wear a lot of hearts, it means I'm desperately looking for love.
Oh.
And then my wife asks me to please take that off.
Yeah, you've been married for like 20 years.
Well, you can Google it.
Researched.
So who's in your life? Tell us about this this person in your life.
So I just got engaged to my fiance in April.
Oh, congrats. Very nice. Congratulations.
We went to Portugal on a holiday and then he proposed there.
Oh, was it a surprise that he proposed to you?
Yes. And he tried many times.
What do you mean he tried many times?
I kept accidentally sabotaging him.
What do you mean? Like, describe. What were you doing? So he started to try and work his way into the proposal. And then you would say, let's go get some goulash.
Or I have a date tonight.
Yeah. Or I've never loved you.
I have a date tonight.
What's his name is?
Marty.
Marty. And you kept interrupting him?
Yeah. So he had a plan to go see a sunset from like a nice park in mm-hmm. Portugal. And it was supposed to be on the first day when we got there. He immediately wanted to do it. So, you know, it's out of the way. And then I told him I'm not leaving the hotel because I'm too tired. So that was the first day.
Okay.
And then the next day it was the same plan. And then we went to the park and we wanted to see the sunset. And we got there around 7. And then I checked my phone and it said that the sunset is at like 9:30. So after an hour, I told him that it's just, I'm getting too cold, so I'm just going back to the hotel.
Oh my God. You sound like, well, anyway, you sound like a lot of fun, Veronica. It's a really fun date. So did you ever, have you ever seen a sunset in your life?
No.
You know, you don't even know what one is. It goes down below the horizon? In the West? Really? I didn't know that. So did he eventually, maybe he needs to give up on the sunset thing and just pop the question.
Yeah, he did give up. So he just asked me when I started walking away.
Well, you know what? I think you guys are going to be very happy because let me tell you something, Veronica, marriage is all about giving up. He just gave up. So literally you're walking back to the bus stop. And he was like, oh, anyway, maybe we'll get married. And he went, sure, let's get out of here.
You just see a ring in a box get thrown past you. Like, there it is.
You want it.
At the back of her head. Yeah.
Well, he sounds like a very patient man.
He is very patient.
Yeah.
He's a mathematician.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you have a question for Conan at all?
Yeah, so about the wedding.
Yeah, who are you? Who the fuck are you?
I don't want that in my Google search history.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was thinking, I found out that I'm going to have to make a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And my question was, how do you write a wedding speech? Because it just seems like such a big moment. And I've never had to write a speech ever for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be special. I want it to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Also not embarrassing.
Well, I think, first of all, I wouldn't eat any of the food you described before the speech. Okay? So no goulash and no giant 15-pound manhole cover of yeast.
And certainly do not give the speech at sunset because you'll never make it.
Yeah, yeah. But my sincere, you know what I really do believe is, sometimes people think speeches need to be long and they don't. I think the magic of a speech is, that it can be quite short and you just be honest, you know, you love this guy. And if you speak, and also I'll tell you this, you have a very good sense of humor. You seem like a really delightfully funny and fun person, despite, you're just a terrible person to propose to, but I think it's low blood sugar around sunset is your problem. But if I were you, I would just, I bet if you sat down and you thought about what he means to you, what Marty means to you and what he means, and the life that you want together and you're honest and you wrote it down, I think in 10 minutes you'd have something really lovely. And that's all it has to be. I think you don't put too much pressure on it. I think, and I think that's going to be a lovely speech.
And can you make it funny? Is that weird?
I can't. I'm not good at that. And also, I'm in a union. I got to get paid. It's the Writers Guild of America. Yes, of course you can make it funny. And I think myself, I mean, we've already ruined it, but I think if you just told the story of how many times Marty tried to propose to you, that would be really funny and people would laugh. If you said, I mean, first of all, you can be, you can start out and you can talk about how much it means to you that everyone's come to your wedding, assuming that everyone in town shows up. What is that, 50,000 people? No, but if you tell that story, that's a really sweet story. It really, it's funny. And then you can end on a sweet note and just talk about what he means to you. And you have a really good speech right there. That's what I would do.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Okay. Thanks. Well, send it to me and I'll punch it up with a couple of jokes.
You should write it for her. Or say it for her and then film it. And then she could just play that at her wedding.
Yeah. And no one in the town will know who this man is.
50,000 phones start Googling.
Yeah. So just Google will crash. Your wedding will crash Google. Suddenly we're getting all these hits for Who is Conan O'Brien in Hungary? Veronica, please have a wonderful wedding, and you're gonna do very well with your speech. You really are, and we're very happy for you. And it's nice to have you as a friend. It really is.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you too.
And I'm sorry if I said mean things.
No. It's funny. It's really funny. It's funny. And you know why it's funny? Because it's true.
Yeah.
So, and so that was terrific. That was good. So don't you worry about that.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.